This call is being recorded.
Hi, thanks for calling Amazing Garage Door Service. We can't come to the phone right now. However, if you leave us a brief message, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks.
You have exceeded maximum voicemail duration. Your message will be deleted unless you press 3 to save it. To listen to your message, press 1. To erase and re-record, press 2. To send, press 3. To send this message as urgent, press 4. Please enter your selection now. You have exceeded maximum voicemail duration. Your message will be deleted unless you press 3 to save it. To listen to your message, press 1. To erase and re-record, press 2. To send, press 3. To send this message as urgent, press 4. Please enter your selection now. You have exceeded maximum voicemail duration. Your message will be deleted unless you press 3 to save it. To listen to your message, press 1. To erase and re-record, press 2. To send, press 3. To send this message as urgent, press 4. Please enter your selection now. I'm sorry, I did not hear you. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
5 seconds to show me how to fucking manual dial.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So here we are, and then so it won't let me enter. Well, I guess it does now. And then
okay.
Enter pause code, and then manual dial, and it just takes me back here. So I've just been going straight manual dial.
That's how you measure that.
Uh huh. And put in through there. Dial now.
This call is being recorded.
Okay, it didn't do it that time. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how you manual.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Amazing Garage Door Service.
Hello, this is Evan from Local Slash calling back from yesterday. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, hey, how's it going, brother?
Pretty well, thank you for asking. Just circling back, I understand you had to pick up your kid from school yesterday, so I'm just circling back with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, funny thing, you called because we were just talking about you. So we're thinking about redirecting, you know, some of the funds, because right now we're advertising on magazines and we're not seeing the results that we wanted for the amount of money that we're spending. And we were thinking about just getting, because right now the company address is based on the owner's home address. And, you know, I guess that's one of the reasons why we've struggled with the Google verification. So what we've are deciding is to just reallocate those funds, stop the magazines, get pay for like an office, so that way we have a commercial address, and then, you know, put some, and, you know, pay you guys to handle our SEO, just as long as, you know, as we're on the same page about us being able to, you know, get on our own, on our Google account, and if we want to run an ad on a particular door, that we can do that. That we ourselves, we, not that I have to call you to do it, but that I can do that. And as long as that is something that you guys can do and you guys, you know, be willing to work with, like, awesome. I'd love to give you guys a chance.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's still y'all's Google account at the end of the day. We're not, like, just owning it or outright, like, taking it from you and managing it. We'll manage it for you, but at the end of the day, it's still y'all's account we're creating. Like I said yesterday, I believe, you can at any point just pick up and take this from us if you so decided to, because we are creating it for you.
Okay. So yeah, so I would say, like, hey man, I'm not going to make, I'm in sales myself, so I'm not going to, you know, waste your time, waste my time. What I can tell you is that we are interested. I would say give us this upcoming week. I should have an affirmative yes. As of now, everything is pointing to yes, because we want to get verified on Google. We want to have, you know, if again, and if you tell me like, hey Eric, I could get you guys verified on Google with you know, the owner's address, home address, then, you know, that's even better. But, you know, I don't know. You tell me.
I mean, we could definitely verify your business with your owner's home address. Just the only thing that goes with that is it'll be public domain at that point. So if he doesn't mind people having his home address, I understand people definitely like to separate personal and business for sure, especially when it comes down to where you live at. We definitely just recommend in most cases just to have the home address not be a part of it and just have it all centered around your business.
That, okay. But then you're telling me that it is doable.
Oh yeah. 100%.
If I were to sign up, if we were to sign up with you, would you guarantee me like that you would get that verified and start to work?
Yeah, we could definitely verify that. We just, of course, need y'all's end to take the pictures or whatever in that process. But if y'all wanted to make it his home address, we could definitely help you with that.
Okay. That's even better. Because that's, to be honest with you, that's even better. Even though, you know, we do have, like, you know, the plans on, you know, getting a warehouse and, but realistically, man, we don't, you know, not all the work that we do is always at our customers, you know, at the job site. It's never done at a warehouse per se. So that's why I was thinking about getting like an office and, you know, that way it's a commercial address. But if we could just do it from, you know, just to start, but that's another thing though. Like, are we going to be able to do Google Ads? Because we have other colleagues, you know, have a colleague that's pretty much in the same scenario. He's actually verified on Google, but he says that he can't run Google Ads. And quite frankly, that is like the main thing about this. Because we're running ads on Facebook, but really, ideally, we want to run Google Ads. Can you confirm or can you verify that for me? Like whether it, you know, if that's, if us getting that the business verified through a home address, are we going to be able to, run Google Ads?
Yeah, you can definitely do that. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're working out of your home, that's your work address, and they're just going to make you confirm through that. We always, like I said, just suggest against it. But in this case, y'all are actually working from there, and it's not that big of a deal. So it wouldn't be a problem for us to verify you, put you into that business profile on Google, and then from there you'd be able to run ads.
Okay. Let's talk. Call me back at 4 Eastern.
4 Eastern. Let me get that.
So then how does it work? Like you send me a contract, you.
Yeah. So I just need like the, card. And then of course, like whoever is on that card, if it's not yourself, just to confirm, mm-hmm. we need to process that payment. And then mm-hmm. I would have you signed up, and I'd have you just sign something as well, just on your end to confirm that this is happening, as well as just to kind of sign off on the actual transaction. And then mm-hmm. from there, you would schedule your consultation call, which would be scheduled within the next 72 hours. So either tomorrow, or I believe we don't work during the weekdays, so we'd want to do Monday or Tuesday. And from there, they would have that 40-minute to hour-long plus call with you, just sorting out everything you want to do on your end, which would definitely be part of the Google verification process and everything, and getting that set to the home address, as well as they're going to break down how we're going to do your SEO for you, the keywords and everything.
All right.
Give me. So, all right, man, let's take this call. So let's circle. Hey, listen, yeah, 4 o'clock.
So okay, I'll call you then. Speak to you then. Thank you.
Gotta let you go, man.
I'm seeing.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here, sir. I'm just trying to get Evan on the line. Just bear with me one moment, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Hello, this is Evan. I am one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing in your area. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's up, man? It's CJ.
Oh, CJ.
Customer service.
Awesome. I understand you're wanting some information on pricing and our services. Was there anything other, like, specifically you're wondering about?
No, I guess I wasn't talking to you, but I was... I forgot this guy's name. Hold on, let me listen to the recording. Hold on. Just stay on the line, please.
Sure thing.
Because I've already spoken to somebody from your company who already know your information. Just,
Right. They pre-qualified you and brought you over. I was just making sure you didn't have anything specifically that maybe they didn't cover. But I'm definitely going to cover everything. Mm-hmm.
No. I've already...
Yeah.
I spoke to somebody already. Not the person that transferred me, but... Hold on, give me 1 second. Hold on. Systems, reports, call log, call phones,
this call is being recorded.
Hold on.
Hello, this is Evan from Local Splash calling back from yesterday.
Oh, so you're Evan?
Yes, I am.
All right, so Evan, how do you not remember me, man? We just got off the phone.
You're, for some reason your form didn't pop up for me. I don't know what's going on with my system.
Okay. You never emailed me yesterday. Never emailed me any information. Please send me whatever we can do to move forward. If everything points out good, then we should sign on. We should sign in. We should go on board today. So
sure. Let me go ahead and get that together for us. Here.